A day of inspiration. It's a day where we look at some of the great community work being done by Community Living. Joining us now is the Director of Supports and Services for Community Living Quinte West, Lori Arsenault. And Lori, you've been with the organization for more than 30 years. How has Community Living changed during your tenure?
For many years, we were quite segregated. Unfortunately, the community knows us from ARC Industries days. And at that point, you know, many years ago, it served a purpose, but it was a very segregated program. We've moved into a much more integrated agency now. So we have people that are, maintaining jobs in the community, living in the community with support. And these are things that many years ago, we pretty much had our group homes and our ARC Industries, our day program. So we're proud of our support independent living program. We're proud of our SIL eSIL program, which has just been newly developed, and we're hoping to expand on that.
What would you say your biggest challenge is?
Well, I think what comes to mind the most is the last 2 years, the COVID experience, and I think probably if you were to ask 10 people, probably 9 would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. We've had some major issues in terms of lockdowns. So that is one of the areas that I would like to see improved at some point. People in our community have all been affected by COVID, but for the people that we provide services to in our residential homes, the impact has been quite significantly increased.
What are the various programs and services that Community Living provides?
Well, we've been working really hard to get the people that we provide services to included in the everyday, things that are out there for everybody else. So DECO, job services to help them to find positions and prepare for specific jobs and duties that are out there. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what comes to mind right off the top of my head.
Do you think Community Living has helped in some ways change the attitude toward or maybe increase the awareness for people with intellectual challenges?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to the my previous responses about the ARC Industries. We were, when this agency first developed, it was Trenton Brighton and District Association for the Mentally Retarded was the first name of this agency. So getting away from that in itself is huge. The community living movement, we are about getting people into the community. How can we engage people? How can we support people to vote and have teachable moments with those types of things? How can we get people, attending hockey games and be a part of the hockey community without staff support having to be right beside them? So I think we've come a long way.
Lori, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
That is Lori Arsenault. She is the Director of Supports and Services with Community Living, Quinte West.